Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Oh Heck Not, a Naked and Afraid podcast. And if you don't know who we are, why not? Because this season's so good, you gotta start listening to the show. I'm my little Beyonce, and I also have my co-host,
Debbie V.
And we love Naked and Afraid. And if you don't know what we do on the show, we just talk Naked and Afraid. Sometimes we talk to guests, and sometimes we criticize a little bit and give a little spoilers, but it's all in good fun, right, Debbie?
Yeah, sometimes we just laugh for no reason at all.
Exactly. So we're on Lost. I call it Lost because it's Last One Standing, episode number 3. And I am super stoked. Gosh. This episode was not as good, but we needed this backstory is what I thought.
Yes, exactly. I thought we did too. And it didn't have a lot of, like backstory, like you said.
Let's start with Jeff. Now, I think this might have been from the last episode, but I want to warn everybody now. I'm going to look in the camera. If you are a survivalist on Last One Standing and you don't have tough skin, you might want to turn off now because we're going to give you the business on this show because there's been a lot of mistakes. But it's a competition. Okay. It's your first one. We got some criticisms, but we still love you. It's a little difficult. So, yeah, it is what it is. I'm sorry in advance. Yeah, Debbie?
Sorry, not sorry.
Okay, so Jeff says, I may be... We interrupt this podcast to bring you the end of the podcast because it was so good and we want to get you hooked right away. The entire podcast is great, but this end part, I just cannot wait to share it with you. Enjoy. It would have been good if she would have stayed longer, but so we haven't looked at any of the previews or anything like that, or I haven't. Debbie saw a little bit of the previews. I have a big spoiler that I'm going just to go ahead and tell Debbie. As soon as we get done doing this podcast, I'm going to post my spoiler online. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. What do you got?
You ready?
Tell me.
I have a nemesis now, officially.
Okay.
His name is Luke Tipple. Do you know who Luke Tipple is? Mm-mm. Love the name, but me and him are going to have to go at it. He's blonde, and he does like these little commercials for Naked and Afraid. Like little previews, and he does like little stand-up, and he's talking about it. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm. No.
You haven't seen him?
Have I? And I just don't know?
I don't know. I'm going to send you a picture of him. So anyway, he makes a stand-up in one of these little posts, and he says, I've never seen a group of people who run away from a medical evacuation helicopter. What do you mean a medical evacuation helicopter, Luke? He just gave it away. You know that helicopter they show at the beginning and they show in the little teases?
Mm-hmm.
That helicopter is a medical evacuation helicopter and Luke let it sneak out the bag.
They're there to pick up something or pick up somebody?
Yes. He gave it away. So who do you think he's picking up? Do you think he's picking up Matt because of his finger?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Debbie. I cannot believe we almost closed the podcast without talking about my spoiler and talking about Matt Wright's knuckle. These spoilers and the preview they give to the next show are ruining my life. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Because you might stop the show thinking it was over, but they give these little previews. Obviously, they got a big kill because you see Dan and Matt cleaning the animal. Did you pick up on that?
Mm-hmm. They get a big animal. Yeah.
Well, somebody cuts themselves, right?
Oh.
And it's Matt. They never show his face, but it's Matt who cuts himself.
How you know that?
Because you can hear him talking.
Oh. Okay.
And then so Matt cuts himself. We have Matt in a prayer circle where he's crying and everyone's kind of standing around him. And now this Luke Tipple dude, nice name, good looking guy, but you're my nemesis, gives this, you know, spoiler about this being a medical evacuation helicopter. So I'm ticked. I'm mad that I know what I know, even though I kind of knew, but I don't want to know for 100% sure. So now I know for 100% sure what's happening and I'm ticked.
Right. And I never thought about that before. Like, what's the helicopter doing there? What's the helicopter doing there? But you said running away from the helicopter? Like they're all, so mm-hmm. it makes it seem like they're got dropped off and they're like just getting there kind of thing.
No.
No?
Oh. No, you would have to see the little tease. I only saw it one time.
Oh.
And I wouldn't know where to find it if I wanted to because I don't look at, I'm so scared to go online and look for anything because I don't want any spoilers.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, I didn't want to know that.
Well, now you do. You have to know what's in my mind. You have to share this craziness.
Oh, my God.
My partner. Get in on this crazy, girl.
Wow.
Yeah. So, do we think Matt's going home because of the cut? Is that why they have the prayer circle?
He's in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. They're surrounding him.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the knuckle, and I believe it's on this knuckle. And with me having a hand injury, I know how important it is to be able to bend your hands and your fingers. Right. When I wasn't able to use this finger, my life was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It can't be that obvious, though.
I don't think it was that obvious. I think it's more obvious because you know about the helicopter and because you have all my great insight and knowledge. So, I mean, me being an armchair survivalist expert, I pick up on these things. But I think to the average person who's just watching it real fast might not say 1 + 1 + 1 = 3 and Matt's going home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I will say this. Matt's going home. But I don't think it's going to be.
Right away?
Right away.
Do you see, who don't you see in the circle? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I know I saw Waz. I know I saw Jeff. I know I saw, Dan.
Hmm.
So.
Right?
Yeah. Matt's going home. I just don't know when.
Hmm. No, well,
everybody who had their money on Matt, you better start changing your bets right now because Matt ain't winning. It is what it is. I'm sorry.
Your big prediction.
The greatest one of all time ever is not winning Last One Standing. And I hate to say it because that's who I wanted to win besides Waz. It was between Waz and Matt. And now I know for sure that it's going to be Waz.
Oh, man.
And I think Dan's going to be, Dan's standing up there on that cliff that we keep talking about. I think that's either him saying goodbye to Matt on the helicopter or whoever's on the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think it's him reflecting for getting second place.
Maybe. And I kind of freaked out.
Or him reflecting something.
Right. And I freaked out when I seen the flower in his hair because I was like, that's too early. That's too early. You know, like, this episode's too early, you know.
Oh, for him to be dressing up?
Yeah, to him.
Oh, no, he dresses up all the time.
Well, no, for him to be, like, at the cliff, you know, because on the cliff he has a flower in his hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
So, I think I need to do a warning. I'll make sure to add a warning to this beforehand because I'm 100% sure about this. People are going to say, yeah. Maybe they won't listen to me. But, yeah, Matt's not winning. Take your money off of it.
When did you come to this conclusion? Oh, when the tipple guy? Damn him.
Yeah. Yeah, damn him. He ruined everything. But I loved it at the same time. So it's like, it's like watching, you know, like when you watch scary movies and you're like, I don't want to see.
I know.
That's the way I was. Like, I don't want to know, but I do want to know. I'm the same way at scary movies. Like, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, man. I wonder you think he didn't think about it? Or they give little clues like that?
I know. I think they purposely give little clues. But I think this tipple thing was an accident.
Well, remember.
I think it was an accident.
They showed a clip of next season or next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it. Anywhere. I know I had seen it, like, after work. Then when I got home, I was like, maybe we'll share that, you know. And I went looking through everybody's page, Naked and Afraid, and I couldn't find it. I'm like, where did I see this clip? And it was only on Waz's page. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is this scene only on Waz's page? It was like, I couldn't find it anywhere else. I didn't know if that was me mm-hmm. or did you notice that?
Well, I have the answer to the answers you are seeking.
Well, you just said, you know, share your crazy.
Okay. So, Sarah, a while back, made a post about Naked and Afraid expects me to post this and do this, and they send me hashtags, and I'm supposed to do this, and I never do, but I'm going to try to follow through and do this right. So, the producers, the head honchos, the marketing team, whoever it is, at Naked and Afraid sends the survivalists things to post and gives them access to other things. And I think since Waz is in the top, that he's one of the people who have access to some of these, you know, little spoilers and little right. features and little sneak peeks.
I wondered. Mm-hmm. I did. I'm like, was that good?
But why would they give it to Waz and Dan? And, like, why are they the ones mm-hmm. posting the most about it and have all this access to all that stuff? It's because they're in the top.
It's anybody else? Anybody?
Yeah, some of them are, but not like Waz and Dan.
No.
Y'all are showing your cards. That's all I'm saying. You're showing your cards. If you're going to show me your cards, I'm going to peek. You send me a picture, I'm going to look at it. You tell me a story, I'm probably going to listen. And y'all are telling me a story with all your stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be mad because we're good listeners.
I thought that was funny. I'm pretty proud of myself for catching that one. I'm like.
You very good catching that one, Debbie. Nice. See, you're invested. You're invested on Last One Standing.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, thank y'all for listening. Y'all stay invested with us.
Yeah.
Make sure you like, follow, subscribe. We're getting great numbers.
Yeah.
But I need you to do some likes and some comments. Even if your comments are mean. Someone gave me a couple mean comments. I like them. Mm-hmm. Bring it.
We enjoy them.
Yeah. I thrive like on your meanness.
Yeah.
Like and follow. Until next week, I cannot wait. It's going to get even better. We'll just wait. I don't want to ruin anything else because I've already ruined so much.
Yes.
But trust me, I have way more going on in this mind. I know you enjoyed that little snippet of knowledge. So let's get back to the rest of the podcast. On people's radar as the top dog, they want to eliminate it from this challenge. There is no way I'm going to be able to play this game nice when everyone else is playing dirty against me. And I think this is a very interesting statement. In Jeff's mind, he thinks he's playing nice.
Yeah, that's what I said. I think he thought like everybody was going to be playing like this too. Yes. That wasn't the case.
Yes. And then he says, $100,000 is on the line and, you know, no matter what they say, they'd be willing to do anything. No, they wouldn't, Jeff. Jeff just has his own, he's in his own different world. And I have nothing wrong with that. It's great. But he's just a little bit different. He thinks he's playing nice. And he really is. He hasn't lied. He hasn't stolen. He's been very upfront about everything that he's doing. He thinks everybody else is playing dirty. And I don't think it's dirty. I don't think dirty is the right word. They are strategizing against him. And they are. But they're not playing dirty.
Yeah, they are. Most definitely.
And we have Matt and Dan and Wes looking for the caches. And I'm like, oh, why don't Matt and Wes just join up already? This is a huge mistake. Why aren't they joining forces? Why aren't they sitting right next to each other? Explain to me.
I wonder, do you think they wouldn't let them?
Even if they...
Because they're going to be separated anyways?
What are they going to do, kick them out? I mean, what are they going to do? Say, oh, you have to leave Africa? I mean, at the very least, they could stay next to each other in the Boma. Like, you know, well, they're cowboy camps. They could stay, you know, 10 feet away from each other.
Oh, that's another thing. Now they're cowboy camps. I just learned the word Boma.
Yeah.
And now they go and change it on me.
It's a whole new ball game.
Like, cowboy camps. I know.
Waz says something like, this group effort to work against Jeff. I think Jeff is seeing that as dirty. Wes is seeing it as strategy.
I was trying to be open-minded. It is strategy. It is strategy.
It is.
Strategy.
Is it dirty? Is it dirty strategy to gang up against Jeff?
No, I think it's just not having a plan, maybe.
Well, you know, I don't know. the beans don't burn in the kitchen. I don't know. To get up that hill, Jeff brought it onto himself. So even Stephen, now Stephen was partners with Jeff, and Stephen says, I was glad to see Woz have success, but then he says mainly to see that Jeff doesn't get it. They're working against Jeff.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And everybody, even separately, let's get this before Jeff. Like, it was always thrown in there. I was like, oh, man.
Okay, let's talk about Producer Paul. What is Producer Paul, doing? Did you notice that Producer Paul put two of the caches right next to each other? The fishing things that Woz got? There were two of them right next to each other. Why are you doing that, Producer Paul? You know why? So one person gets two. Producer Paul's in the game, y'all. He is setting y'all up. Don't y'all see that Producer Paul is setting y'all up? Did you think about
that? Yeah, and for the longest time, I did. And then I thought, which I didn't see till later, but, you know, that's just me. I didn't know what Jeff was kept looking for. I was like, they already got the hooks. Why he still? And then, you know, then it would come back from commercial or whatever. He was still out there. I'm like, he's still looking for the hooks. You know, but then I realized later what he was looking for. And I thought, wow, man, even the people who put the stuff out there, who thought this through, what they're going to do, man, I'm like, that was awesome.
Who put it out there? How did they get across the river? I mean, I think that's the best part. Props to you, because you did a good job putting the stuff out there. Tricky, tricky, putting it underneath that rock where they were like, only Dan could fit in there. I'm like, huh. Interesting. Yeah.
Good thing he came along.
Yes, or I could have seen two people from one side trying to reach it and another person from the other side trying to reach it. That would have been great TV. But it didn't happen that way.
And I was like, well, Woz would have never got in there. I'm like, good thing Dan came
along. Woz should have laid on his butt and put his foot through the crack, through the hole, and kicked it to the other side and then went on the other side to get it. That's what I would have done.
Maybe. I was like, you could have tried and bent over and, you know, they could have showed you trying.
Wait a second. Dan bent over to get it and it was full blown blur. And I was like.
Yeah, and he was halfway in there. He was. Like, holy cow.
Naked and Afraid. It's Naked. And we tease a lot. We love Dan. We love Woz. We love all of them, actually. But the one time, Dan, the one time I let my kids watch the show, it was during your XL, and it was of you, and I was like, oh, I'm going to show them Dan, because Dan's so sweet and loving and nice. If they can watch any man, it's going to be Dan. So I let my son watch it, and here comes Dan. Well, I'm a little skinny bitch. I was like, oh, my God. I'm sure he remembers the part. It was when they were building the pier, and he was getting tired. And I was like, of course, the one second I say, yeah, kids, you can watch. It's Dan saying, I'm a little skinny bitch. So with that being said, I love you, Dan. Hilarious. It was a good bend over shot, right?
Great job.
Let's talk about Wes. He's talking about, hey, I would love to find a hide and I would like to trade it. He says, I would love to trade it for fish hooks.
Wes.
You know? So he's basically saying the exact same thing that Jeff was saying, but his presentation was different. His spirit, but he's saying the same thing. Like, hey, if I find something else.
I think what does it matter? Yeah.
You know, but why do they hate Jeff? It's something about Jeff. What do you think?
I think they're just realizing. And for Woz, I don't know where it was, you know, saying, you know, I don't want to compromise myself again. Yeah. But I'm like, what if there's five of you at the end? You know?
Yes.
You're going to have to. I feel like it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen. I mean, maybe. And Jeff says something about that, too. He's like, come day 42, things might be a little bit different. He was talking to Stacy. And so they probably know a little bit more what's going to happen on day 42 than what we know. So keep track on day 42. But I have a story to tell, and I hope I decide not to cut this out. But it's about the Cosby Show. And, you know, the Cosby Show and Bill Cosby is a little controversial, you know, cancel culture kind of thing. But I cannot forget what I learned from The Cosby Show. Like, I love that show growing up, and I learned a lot from that show. So this is for Jeff. I won't ever forget one time Claire and Cliff had over Sandra's boyfriend, Elvin. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Remember Elvin? And he's having a conversation. He's like, well, it's the way, or maybe it wasn't Elvin. It doesn't matter. It's the lesson. He's like, it's the way you present something. What if I cook you this big old steak and this gourmet meal, but then I serve you on top of a dirty trash can lid? It's all about the presentation. It's not really about your intentions. It's about how you present things sometimes. And I think that's where Jeff is going wrong. Jeff has the same intentions as Wes and everybody out there, but it's the presentation. And so these are great memories. And this is also, I'm saying this story for a lesson for all the viewers who are hating, and I mean hating on Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
Because he's showing his... Yeah, because he's showing his cards.
No.
Is that what you mean? Because
they think he's a bad guy or whatever. You know what?
Oh.
Jeff is a person. So all the people that are saying horrible things about Jeff, he's putting on a great television show. And he's really not hurting anybody. You know, just because he's talking about different things, you know, the end game is it's still a stake on a trash can lid. But he's trying to win the game. He's not hurting anybody. And just because you mentioned the fact that, oh, I could have put his stuff in there, who cares? He's stirring up emotions, and he's making this show memorable.
Yeah, he is.
And don't forget the show's edited. We all know the show's edited. So there's my lesson for the day. You know, Cosby Show, it's all about presentation. And let's just remember, Jeff's a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to win a game just like everybody else.
I agree, but I mean, I've seen a couple of situations like him telling Steven.
Yes, let's get that.
Like,
let's go
took,
there.
Almost took your stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would you say anything like that? I was like, oh, like was that necessary?
Well, do you remember Sam and Joe when Joe thought about not sharing the berries, and he told Sam, I was thinking about not sharing the babies, and she broke down. That's exactly what I thought about. Like, Jeff, why tell him that you were thinking about it?
Right? I got sidetracked for a minute because they showed Steven like he just came out of the water. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa. But he stayed calm, you know, and I'm like, oh, you just put Steven right up in the game now.
Yeah, but let's talk.
I don't know why you did that for.
But let's talk about the editing, because they did edit this ugly. They show Steven like he's really, really annoyed about Jeff telling him that. And I agree that I'm sure that he was annoyed. But they showed him saying, I know Jeff a long time, and I'm judging him not from the book, because I read the book.
The book, yeah.
Steven is skinny and worn down, and his beard is long. That statement that he made was way down the line in the show. That wasn't after he told him about the pot. Go back and look. Steven is skinny, and his beard is a couple inches longer. So, that wasn't current. That's that editing stuff that they do. So, I think that Jeff probably did something else.
Wow.
And they're just making that part look bad.
I will. I'm going to go back and look at that.
So they go back and they start making their little cowboy shelters or whatever. And what kind of shelter was Gary building? Because he's like, I'll go, you know, Waz went to go hunt. He's like, I'll take care of the shelter. All he did was build a fire against a tree again. I was like, didn't we have that tree incident the last week?
Didn't we already do this? Yeah. You're right.
But, you know, obviously, you know, must not be a problem because Waz comes back and Waz is like, yeah, we're cruising. No, it's not.
Oh,
not
man.
Good.
And they all regretted it later. I did want to say, so you had Steven and Sarah getting the palms. And then Dan and Cheney, they had the rest of the hay that they had brought from. And I'm like, oh, and I didn't say it last episode, but Dan says, are we being bougie? Like, you know, taking the straw or whatever. And I'm like, we know you're bougie, Dan.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay.
Why did you even ask?
But,
yes, you're bougie. Why are you even asking, Dan? You know that,
yes,
right?
The answer is yes. And then you had Jeff, so the man just was on Mount Empress. You know, maybe he can tolerate things better. And I think he does lack that for his partner. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't care about the shelter being warm at night or...
Nope.
Man.
Nope.
They suffered that night. They did.
Yes. So, we're going to get back to that. I just want to talk about Waz. He, you know, comes back to the little cowboy shelter, that cowboy camp that Gary made. And he talks about the hooks that he found. He's like, yeah, but we're going to share them. I don't need all 8 hooks. Y'all, this is strategy. He's not giving those hooks to other people because for any other reason besides strategy. He's playing the freaking game, just like Jeff's playing the game. He's just playing a little bit better, I guess. Right? Mm-hmm. And so Jeff is still searching. It's like, oh my gosh, he's so self-absorbed. You know, he gets done. He's like, come on.
He's obsessed.
He's like, I'm tired. And he gets back to the camp. He finds Stacey. I'm like, how did he find her? Because they went their separate ways. How did he even know which direction to find her? But he finds her. And Stacey, at the same time, she only had a fire going. Where's her shelter? She didn't build any shelter either. So I don't know what. I think they're probably doing a lot of, like, maybe interviews or something. Because there wasn't much done at the camp.
Right, in between. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because nothing else was done. He was searching for, well, he said he was out there all day. He said like 4 hours or something. He was looking for, he spent like 3 days looking for that. That I was like, they're not there. They already got him.
But let's talk about Stephen and Sarah's camp. Stephen and Sarah, he's like, it's not going to rain. And she's like, oh no, we should do 20% more effort for 80% more comfort.
Right.
He got a little snarky with him. He's like, don't put bad vibes out there.
Right?
And she's like, well.
But. Oh, go ahead.
And she's like, well, I can't control the weather. And he's like, well, this is not my first rodeo. Well, you know what? It's not her first rodeo either.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Right? I didn't catch that.
Let me tell you something else you didn't catch, because it wasn't on this episode. When Jeff and Stephen were partnered up together, they went through the exact same thing where Stephen wanted a shelter, Jeff didn't want to do it. And Stephen got a little attitude, so much so, like, Jeff was like, hey, is everything okay, bro? He's like, no, everything is not okay. I want to build a shelter. Why didn't you remember that? She wants a shelter, you don't. You dismissed her pretty fast, or at least that's the way the editing shows. And what happened, Debbie?
It's pouring, raining like cats and dogs.
That's right. And he's like, the worst part about this is being naked and out here and wet. Yeah. You've been through it before. You've been cold and wet before. Why don't they build better shelters? I know they're only going to be there for 7 days, but you got to cover up that fire.
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, someone had said, it looks like it's going to rain, or I feel like it's going to rain tonight. They must not think that earlier in the day. Like, they don't worry about it at all.
But what were they doing? Okay, so remember, Stephen and Sarah, they were both getting, you know, looking for cash. But Gary was at the shelter by himself. Stacey was at the shelter by himself. So where's their stuff? You know, where's their shelter? So Matt is cowboying it, you know, up too. And so they cut to Jeff and Stacey, and they're trying to protect the fire. She's like, I'm scared the stuff's going to fall in the fire. And they're trying to, you know, they're protected. They're like, you know, fire's life. Well, if fire is life, then you should protect it from the jump.
Right. Not everybody thinks like that.
I don't know what they're doing. Their head is too much in the competition, I think. Now, here's something controversial again. Around the 27-minute mark of episode 3, it's raining, it's cold, where Woz and Gary are standing up during that storm protecting the fire. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What were they covering themselves up with? Each one of them has something on. What do you think it was?
They look like cut up pelts.
Well, they didn't have pelts yet. When did Gary and Woz get pelts?
They didn't. Who got the pelts? They gave it to Dan and Cheney. Matt gave it to Dan and Cheney, right?
So Matt and Wes split one. And they gave Dan the other one. Jeff got one. So where's this other pelt coming from?
I did. I did
see
that.
It wasn't a pelt.
I didn't catch it.
It wasn't a pelt. And it had like little fringes on the end. Fringes, y'all. It had fringes. What, and I was like, well, is it the map? Well, I went back and I looked at the map. The map doesn't have fringes on the ends. It's straight cut. So.
No, I mean, I seen it, but I was like, oh, they must have cut up the pelt, you know, and put it, made it like little clothes or whatever. I didn't even realize they didn't have pelt. They didn't even find pelts yet.
I need to know what they had over them.
Oh, my gosh. You need to work in editing is what you need to do.
Oh, my gosh. So, they're, you know, Jeff, let's go back to Jeff. Jeff's oblivious to the fact that they're out there suffering his partner's cold. And she says this. She goes to Jeff, maybe we should put up some sort of shelter. And this is to all the women in the workforce out there. This is to advice to myself. This is your mistake, Stacy. You said it in a form of a question, not confident. Maybe we should. Yeah. What you should have said was, we need a shelter because it's too wet, it's too cold, it's going to rain, and I want a shelter. But women do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, let me ask you a question, Debbie. Have you ever gone to the nail salon and not been 100% happy with your service, but not really say it? Or do you say, that nail looks a little crooked. Do you think that nail looks crooked? Or do you think this hair color is a little too orange? No, that's what we say. Instead of saying, look, you messed this nail up. You need to fix it. Am I right?
Well, not anymore, but yeah. I used to be like that. I'd be like, for $70, girlfriend, you go fix this nail.
That's right. So that's just a lesson to all women. Women have a really bad habit of doing that. That's her mistake. You got to say it from the get-go. Men, okay, here's another thing. I don't want to bash men, but I'm going to bash men. Sometimes men are oblivious, okay?
See, that wrong.
When you say, maybe we should, they're really thinking you're asking for their opinion. Not when we're really trying to make a suggestion in a nice way. Men think, oh, she's just making an opinion. She wants to know my opinion. And of course, my opinion is right. No, if you want something from men, you have to tell them straight up. You can't play these little games of maybe or should we.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Women, 102.
Yes.
Yeah, class 102. Right.
And then,
get it together.
I don't know about Sarah. Sarah was a little, you know, she gave in a little bit to Stephen and they suffered. But the next morning, Stephen was up collecting those palms, being a great partner, doing everything that he needed to do because he was cold. So I would have liked to seen Stephen say, you were right and I was wrong. He didn't do that. And, you know, you don't have to. Maybe he did say it, but.
I mean, I hope he did. Mm-hmm. And they could have showed it. Why wouldn't they show it?
Yeah, I would have loved to see him apologize. Here's another thing that was a little bit weird. Remember when Matt goes down to the river and he's, like, cleaning his feet and he's picking out the thorns in his feet? And he says he's going down there to take a bath maybe before he goes hunting or something. I don't really know. And we're going to get down to Jeff stealing or talking about stealing again. What do you think about Jeff talking to Stacy about stealing the bow?
I couldn't believe that. I thought she was going to go off right there. You know, like, you better not. Or just him even saying it out loud. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would have even tried. But it was funny. I thought it was a funny scene because Matt's like, I know, you know, what he's thinking. Yeah. You know, like, he just knows him.
It's funny. Really cool. I mean, I kind of like that about him. I mean, you know, that's, let's say, different types of strategy, different types of people. Mm-hmm. But I wonder what Matt was really doing down there at the river. Because because Jeff said something like, you know, while Matt's down there gutting his fish or whatever he's doing, I hate editing. Because, you know, I'm like, what was he doing at the river? And, you know, was he really down there to gut a fish? Did he have a fish and we don't know about it? So, it was just...
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. But even Jeff says at some point, I'm keeping the peace early in the game. That's what Jeff thinks. Jeff thinks he's keeping the peace because he could play it so much more dirtier. He could. So, I mean, what he's saying is true. He's keeping the peace. He's not trying to go get... He's not trying to steal it. He's just talking about stealing it. That's keeping the pitch.
Yeah, or I'm not going to – maybe he doesn't want to be the one to first start, like, sabotaging.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's where I think, like,
who's going to do it then? Ross said something like that. Like, the thing is that Jeff's saying is not matching up with his actions. No. Jeff is pretty much an open book. He's like, hey, I want to trade. He said, I'm taking all your stuff.
He just said it.
Yeah.
Right. He just said it.
I mean, so what's he saying that's not matching up? I'm really confused.
I didn't know what that meant either.
And he congratulated Woss for catching, you know, for getting the, you know, fish stuff for a trade. I'm going to give you this knife. Go ahead and win the challenge with it. Did you hear Jeff say that? Go ahead and win the challenge with this knife. I'm like, the game?
Like, good luck?
I don't know.
Being sarcastic?
No, I mean, basically what I'm saying is Jeff and Wes said the exact same thing throughout the entire show. Basically, I want something and hopefully I can, you know, use someone else's stuff. But nobody doesn't like Wes. Everybody loves Wes. You didn't even say anything about my cup. I've been waiting.
Oh, I was waiting. I'm like, where? She never showed me the cup. Wes's cup. What's his name?
The assassin.
Oh, the assassin.
I love Wes. Wes is the best. I mean, he can do no wrong.
Oh, and then at the beginning, let me see what he says. When they found, oh, when Dan shows up and he's got the flower in his
hair. The yellow one. You know, he was so cute. Yellow is your color.
Hey guys, it's Wes from Naked and Afraid, the assassin. You know, the fans nicknamed me the assassin because all the game that I killed in South Africa. And today, I'm killing it in the kitchen. The assassin lives. Yeah, I just came out with my own cookbook. It's got 23 recipes, one guest recipe by Gwen Grimes, Grizzly Gwen. I've got 22 other recipes in here. I've got cameo photos from a lot of your favorite survivalists. It's a good read, and it's a lot of fun. Go to wesharper.com, click on merch. You can pick up a cookbook or a t-shirt or a hat or a coffee cup. Thanks for all the support, guys. And now back to my new Beyonce and the Oh Heck Nah podcast.
And then they get the pelt. And he says, Tini gonna be cuddling tonight. I'm like, what? How dare you? But anyways, Wes says, we win, bitches. I was like, what? I thought that was so funny.
They're serious.
Get it, Wes.
Get serious about this because this is a competition. And he's sexy when he gets upset or like real gung-ho.
Yeah, that was cute. I was happy for
him. I'm very happy for Wes. Of course, we love Dan. But what about Dan and Chini cuddling? The big spoon and the little spoon. Are you the big spoon or the little spoon, Debbie? Would you like to hold them or would you like to be held?
I like to hold them.
Yeah.
Is that the big spoon?
Yeah, I think that's the...
Mm-hmm. That's the big spoon. Yeah, Jeannie says that too. I like to be the big spoon. Okay, next. No, but they stayed... I wonder if those pelts really keep you warm. I mean, dry.
Yes.
They really keep you dry? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
And with Stacy and Will, my husband was watching the show with me. And, you know, he's seen them in the jungle. Mm-hmm. And you know what he says? You know, back in my Panama days, because he was in the military. But he said it would pour night after night after night. He said, and mind you, we're clothed. Mm-hmm. We have a poncho. And we still froze our ass off, you know, drenched, you know, it didn't help us any. And these people are naked.
Yes.
They're naked. He's like, man. And he's like, I don't know, if I was her, I'd be pissed off.
Yes.
Pissed off.
And they should be.
I was like, huh?
She should be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then she goes off and she finds the saw by herself with no map.
Getting it again. I'm like, oh, you know. It's about time we seen something. Mm-hmm. Does it all on our own. No map. Great saw. Oh, my God. I've never seen one of those before.
I mean, I'm sure that gave her a great confidence, but like, oh, I got the saw. Right. Jeff didn't get anything. Yeah.
She needed that.
I mean, that's right. That's kind of what she did, right? She was like, it feels so great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do I need you?
But that's her partner. They're on a bad trip if she's fighting against her partner. Do you know what I mean? And I think that's right then and there when I knew that both of them are off track.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta sit down and talk to your partner and tell him how you're feeling. Because if you're like, he's oblivious. Well, no, he's a man and you said, should we? You gave him an option. You know, you need to say, I am not feeling this. I feel like I might tap if I don't get a shelter. You need to let him know how important it is.
Yeah, because as we see, he has no clue whatsoever.
Exactly. We'll get to that. Yeah. But you go, Girl Stacey, finding that. And you did exactly showing right. Up. I'm just going to point out again, I love you, Matt. I love you, Dan. And you know I love you, Wes. But what took Wes and them 3 days to do, Stacey did in about 2 hours. With no map.
So we think, but
with
yeah.
No map.
No map.
And
homegirl showed up.
Yeah, and producer Paul, you know, he's just sticking those quills in places. It's not like the porcupine literally dropped those quills.
I know. I'm like, that's a quill.
Yeah.
Good ideas, though. I love, like, oh, man, whoever did all those or set that up. Great idea.
And since we're talking about Stacey, about Wasp planting those little seeds in her head about, you know, how are you doing, Stacey? And then she starts talking about Jeff. What did you think of that interaction?
I know he was asked talking to Stacey about it, and then Wes comes back and says, or he starts telling
Gary.
Wes, I don't know. I mean, Gary, I don't know what his he was trying to do. Like, Gary, hey, why don't you go? He was trying to get him to do the dirty work or what? Wes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But that's the thing. He was off track. He was smelling the right scent, but he was off track. I think he really does care about her. But at the same time, he was saying stuff like, oh, the 45 days. If she doesn't think she can do the 45 days, she needs to tap. But that kind of puts her down. What he should have been telling her was exactly what I just told you. Hey, if things aren't going your way, use your power and tell him, ship up or we both, shipping out.
I see him as someone that would just come out and tell her. Like, I don't know. Like, why did you tell Gary to go do that?
It's a game. And Wasp is smart. He's playing that 3D chess. So maybe he's just above and beyond me, and I don't understand what he's saying. But no, I think you're wrong. I think I'm right. I think you should have planted that seed in her just a little bit different. Oh, I don't want to say plant that seed in her. That sounds horrible. Scratch that. Blooper reel. I don't like that little, little voice you were putting in her ear. I really didn't like the way that went down. It just made it sound like you thought she was weak and wasn't going to make it the 45 days. Because we're talking about Waz. Let's talk about him, Jeff, and Dan again about, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I'm planting the seed in, you know, Jeff's mind. I'm going to share all my information with him. But that's not really how it went down. Waz asked Jeff for a little help. He's like, hey, where do you think the shoreline is? And what does Jeff do? He helps him. He's like, this is what I think. And but if you're acting like you're bros or you're okay, but then you go behind him and then like, you know, like, oh, I'm just tricking him. I'm showing him this because I want him to think, oh, yeah, you know, Waz is a contender, which is nothing wrong with that. I just want to point it out that's what Waz is doing. And that's why Waz is going to win, because he's smart. But I don't want it just to be, like, unknown that Waz is playing the game.
Right. I was like, what? Why is he, you know, being nice, chummy chummy? Well, this is what I think was happening, or showing the map. And then at the end, I was like, whoa.
Sneak.
Actually, I went, sexy. Yeah,
sneaky, sneaky Waz. Nice. But sneaky. I see what you're doing. But let's talk about Matt. And let's get savage. Let me try that again, because I want to do it right. Let's get savage and talk about Matt. He's going hunting. And oh my gosh, Matt is a great hunter. He goes out there and he misses the shot. And they make it seem like it's Dan's fault.
I know. And Dan's all like, I got the fish. He's all happy. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have been mad if I was Matt. Like,
no.
But I liked that.
You liked what?
No? Yeah, I felt bad. I felt bad for Matt. Like, oh, because he had already missed it once. And then the second time, he didn't know what had happened. Well, no, yeah.
No, that's Matt's fault. Gary. All this is Matt's fault. And I love Matt.
You think?
Yes, because if you're going to go hunting.
He needs to go further out or?
Tell somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because they're all super close.
Don't get mad after, you know, Dan screams, which I don't even think that was real. I think Dan screaming was not, like, the real reason why they ran away. But I think it was all connected.
Yeah.
You know, he was loud or whatever. But tell somebody, hey, I'm going to be hunting from this time to this time. I'm going to share the Impala with everybody. Can you not go down to the water hole? Yeah. This is where I'm going to be. Not that hard. Problem solved.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right.
But
he could have told somebody.
But let's talk about, Dan, you should fast forward right now because I'm about to really give it to you and Wes. Sorry. Fast forward.
Why?
Why in the heck did they not share the fish with Matt?
I know. When he said that, I thought, homeboy's got a point. He's got a point.
He has a very good point. Dan had two fish.
Can we share with them?
And Wes had two fish.
I know. And then they showed him by himself, all by Matt, just like he could hear him. They could probably smell the fish cooking. Yeah, no love that minute.
I don't know what happened there. Brain fart on Dan and Wes's and Cheney's part. I don't know what happened. They should have taken him at least half a fish or something. They should have given him fish. And now, what's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Well, it makes you think. They are really, just thinking about themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or was it different with the survival tools? Like, let's share, you know, so we could survive. But it's not the same with the food. You know what I mean?
I guess it depends.
Who knows? But I liked that. I liked that in this episode. Because everything's about the competition. Mm-hmm. That finally, Matt was like with a bow, hunting, you know, they were fishing, bringing back some of like the survival skills, you know, because that's exciting to see if they're going to get it or not. So I'm glad that finally, you know, was in the
Exactly, because mm-hmm. we're kind of forgetting that they still have to survive out there. And I mean, I was so happy to see Dan catch a fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so happy.
Mm-hmm. Those were big,
too. They were.
They look like big, fat fish.
But why isn't Cheney searching? Why don't they show Cheney out there?
I don't know. Is it too cold, maybe? Maybe she was, like, they said she was cramping up a lot.
I think that's fake.
Maybe she's not feeling better yet?
I think it's
fake.
I think it's a long con. Because when all three of them were searching for Producer Paul's porcupine quills, Dan said, well, this is where me and Cheney were kind of staking out. So, obviously, she was out there. They just didn't show it. But I heard him say it.
They're just not showing
I know. Like I said, it's a long con. She's in the game. Don't let them make you think Cheney ain't there out there working hard because she's working hard. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would like to see more of her.
Yeah, I would too.
So smart.
So Dan and Wes hook up and they find the axe. And then Dan says the best line in the entire show. Do you remember what he says when he finds it?
No.
He says, I want the winner to be who is the best and not someone who puts everyone else down.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And so all that
I agree.
Griping that I've been doing about Jeff and everything, that's what it boils down to. You want the winner to be someone who's good at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who's the best.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And he says too, it is about their survival skills, you know, who the last one standing should win because of their survival skills, not because of cheating or sabotaging and I feel like there could be multiple ones at the end. And that's where it's going to be like, I don't know what's going to happen, actually.
Well, we don't know the whole format of the show yet. So we'll see.
Right, they could throw something else in the mix.
Yes. But it's just like, so Matt's already at an impasse. Matt's like, well, they didn't give me any fish. And what if I get an Impala? They're going to expect me to give it to the entire group. Which is, I understand. Because if Matt catches an Impala or kills an Impala, if he doesn't share it,
he can't eat it all himself. Yeah.
He'll be the bad guy.
Right.
So Gary and Matt are hunting at the same time. And they have that whole debacle. Like, Gary thinks it's Matt's fault that the Impala left. And, you know, Matt's like, oh, Gary. y'all just have a little talk. I don't know.
Yeah, it happens again.
And then Jeff is out there fishing at some point, and Jeff, for the first time in history, has his low voice on, his inside voice. He's like, and when he catches a fish, he's like, this is what I live for. I'm like, Jeff's quiet? So Jeff is learning.
You want to be quiet.
I mean, Jeff is getting a bad rep. He's doing everything that he needs to do.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
He is. Yeah. I don't know if he I don't know.
Well, let's get back to the star of the show, Stacy and Jeff. So at some point earlier in the night, Jeff wakes up Stacy and says, hey, can you move over? And she seems a little annoyed by it, but I looked. She was really close to the middle of that pelt. But it annoyed her, which is fine. Everybody's like, I'm grumpy as all get out if you wake me up. Wake me up, you might get cut. But so I understand her being a little grouchy. But she was on the middle. What else was he supposed to do besides wake her up?
Build a shelter.
Exactly. Oh, you're right. Spot on. But then she asked him for water like a couple of nights later. She's asking him for water and Jeff is asleep. I don't think all that snoring was 100% real, but
oh, I didn't either. Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's just a little bit too much. And she's talking to herself and she's frustrated. She's at a point of no return because as me, my kids know, when I start talking to myself, oh, they have pushed me over the limits. Mama's had her limit. And I think she's had her limit. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. She's fed up.
She is fed up.
Time's up.
Yes.
So, and I think it should have came a little bit sooner.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. But then she does something at the end, which I was really surprised. And I thought she should have done this a lot, you know, sooner, like you said. She says, let's sit down and have a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I was like, oh, yes, let's chat. Did you like that chat?
I did. Mm. And, like, he has no idea.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Jeff has zero clue. Is this a man thing? Like, it's obvious that to us, as women, she's had her limit. But to him, he's like, I had no clue whatsoever.
What is it that he says?
Oh, you mean at the very end when he was like, it's like laying in bed with your significant other and find out that she was thinking about, like, slitting your throat. Something like that. That's from memory. I don't have it in my notes. So I don't know.
Oh, my
gosh.
But
I'm pretty much spot on, I think. That was funny. Now we see what happens next. What do you think is going to happen? I do. I know exactly what's going to happen.
I think he'll pay attention a little more. Mm-hmm. He's got to, you know, take care of his partner, too, mm-hmm. now. It's on. They're already, like, maybe day 10, mm-hmm. right? I don't know. I think he's going to get right up and start making a shelter at that moment, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't know. It's a wake-up call. A wake-up call for
him. Well, she threatened him. She said, I will take us both out. You go, girl. Mm-hmm. That's what you should have said a long time ago. Oh, my gosh. Golf clap. Mm-hmm. You go, girl.
I will take you out.
Yes. And so that's gonna make him jump right into action. He's gonna be like, okay, I can't get tapped out. He's probably gonna be irritated, but you know, he's gonna have to respect her and step it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
Take care of your partner. It was a good show.
It was a good show. It was all good. Anything that we left out? Anything else you want to mention? I could have lived the rest of my life not seeing snakes mate.
Oh my gosh! I know. I was like, I didn't know snakes mate.
Oh, well.
In the trees. And they're like bouncing back and forth.
I can't. But these are like deadly snakes.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What did he throw up there? He nailed it too. It fell right down.
He didn't throw anything. He shot the darn bow, girl.
Yeah. He did?
Yes, Matt.
Oh, no. Yeah, but then Steven had to throw like something extra
to knock
it down,
like
a
stick.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
And
I'm like, poor snake. He was just, he was having fun.
Oh my God.
Shut him down.
Oh my God. I could have gone the rest of my life without that. But with that being said, I love Steven. Steven had wins for the most memorable quotes in this show. You know, he was like, are you threatening me with, you know, danger? I was like, yeah, he's down. He's like, yeah, let's do it. And then he was like, I puckered up so tight, I could have made a diamond. I was like, oh.
Right?
He had a lot of good one-liners.
We say that all the time at work. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, you know? I've never heard that before.
I really seen him this episode, mm-hmm. Stephen.
Yes, mm-hmm. Stephen had a lot more, you know, time this time. And Chini's coming, but that was a great kill between Matt and Stephen, that, you know, working together. And they ate the snake together. They didn't share it with anybody. But I'm sure he brought some back to Sarah, his partner, though, right? Right?
Oh. And was this before they Wes and Dan caught the fish, maybe?
Doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with Stephen and Sarah. Sarah's his partner.
Well, you're right. Maybe he did take some back.
I'm sure he did. They just didn't show up. But me, I was like, oh. No. I would have liked to see Sarah there while they're eating it, though. Like, I'm giving them a hard time. I'm sure Stephen took some back to her. However, I wish he would have invited her to the party. And that is Matt's famous, I call it snake bacon. And I've seen him do this before, where in the lid, he fries the snake in the lid instead of putting it on a stick or boiling it.
Oh, yeah.
And that is 100% how I would eat a snake. Yes.
Cooked up, fried.
Snake bacon. Yeah. That's what I call it.
Right. Oh, it was, the fishing was before that, because I think Matt has kind of like a little bit of attitude, mm-hmm. you know, and like, okay, well, we'll see you guys later. You know what I mean? And they're like, oh, okay. And they keep walking.
Yeah, but because they didn't really Dan and Chini are watching it, though.
No, they
didn't have anything to do with it. And it's just a snake. Like, one snake is not going to feed four people.
Everybody. Right. Either it's a fish.
Oh, no. A fish. I mean, one fish is a lot for one person. And those were big fish.
Yeah, actually, they were big fish. You're right.
So, we got to see about that. I still love you, the assassin. I love everybody. I really do. Everybody's so great.
Me too. They are. They each bring something. I would have loved, because I can see Gwen with...
Matt?
No. Gwen went to visit Chris and Leanne.
Oh, yeah. What about it? I'm super jealous. What about it?
Yeah. I would have loved to see more of her.
Oh, yeah. She's great. Gwen. She has a great personality.
Yeah.
I had a dream about her. I texted her, and I was like, I had a dream about you that was so real that I had to get up and look at my phone to make sure it was just a dream. She's like, I need more context. I was like, oh, no. I just had a dream that you were coming down to Texas and wanted to know about Texas. And I was like, oh, you should go to Louisiana instead. That was my dream. She never texted me anything. I don't know. I think it was seeing all that fun. I was so jealous of the fun that Chris and Leanne and Gwen and Nate were having that I wanted to be part of it. I told you, she's great, huh? Yeah. She has a great personality. We miss you, Gwen. We wish you were still in the show. It'd be totally different.
Yeah. That would have been good if she would have stayed longer.
It would have been good if she would have stayed longer. But so we haven't looked at any of the previews or anything like that, or I haven't. Debbie saw a little bit of the previews. I have a big spoiler that I'm going just to go ahead and tell Debbie. As soon as we get done doing this podcast, I'm going to post my spoiler online. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. What do you got?
You ready?
Tell me.
So I'm making a post about this, but I'm going ahead and tell you about it, Debbie. I have a nemesis now, officially.
Okay.
His name is Luke Tipple. Do you know who Luke Tipple is? Mm-mm. Love the name, but me and him are going to have to go at it. He's blonde, and he does like these little commercials for Naked and Afraid, like little previews, and he does like a little stand-up, and he's talking about it. Have you seen him?
Mm-mm. No.
You haven't seen him?
Have I? And I just don't know?
I don't know. I'm going to send you a picture of him. So anyway, he makes a stand-up in one of these little posts, and he says, I've never seen a group of people who run away from a medical evacuation helicopter. What do you mean a medical evacuation helicopter, Luke? He just gave it away. You know that helicopter they show at the beginning, and they show in the little teases. Mm-hmm. That helicopter is a medical evacuation helicopter, and Luke let it sneak out the bag.
They're there to pick up something? Or pick up somebody?
Yes! He gave it away. So who do you think he's picking up? Do you think he's picking up Matt because of his finger?
I don't know.
Oh my God, Debbie. I cannot believe we almost closed the podcast without talking about my spoiler and talking about Matt Wright's knuckle. These spoilers and the preview they give to the next show are ruining my life. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Because you might stop the show thinking it was over, but they give these little previews. Obviously, they got a big kill because you see Dan and Matt cleaning the animal. Did you pick up on that?
Mm-hmm. They get a big animal. Yeah.
Well, somebody cuts themselves, right?
Oh.
And it's Matt. They never show his face, but it's Matt who cuts himself.
How you know that?
Because you can hear him talking.
Oh. Okay.
And then so Matt cuts himself. We have Matt in a prayer circle where he's crying and everyone's kind of standing around him. And now this Luke Tipple dude, nice name, good looking guy, but you're my nemesis, gives this, you know, spoiler about this being a medical evacuation helicopter. So I'm ticked. I'm mad that I know what I know. Even though I kind of knew, but I don't want to know for 100% sure. So now I know for 100% sure what's happening, and I'm ticked.
Right. And I never thought about that before. Like, what's the helicopter doing there? What's the helicopter doing there? But you said running away from the helicopter? Like, they're all, so mm-hmm. It makes it seem like they're, got dropped off and they're like just getting there kind of thing?
No.
No?
Oh. No, you would have to see the little tease. I only saw it one time.
Oh.
And I wouldn't know where to find it if I wanted to because I don't look at it. I'm so scared to go online and look for anything because I don't want any spoilers.
Right.
But, yeah.
Well, I didn't want to know that.
Well, now you do. You have to know what's in my mind. You have to share this craziness.
Oh, my God.
My partner. Get in on this crazy, girl.
Wow.
Yeah. So, do we think Matt's going home because of the cut? Is that why they have the prayer circle?
He's in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. They're surrounded by, they're surrounding him.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the knuckle, and I believe it's on this knuckle. And with me having a hand injury, I know how important it is to be able to bend your hands and your fingers. Right. When I wasn't able to use this finger, my life was miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It can't be that obvious, though.
I don't think it was that obvious. I think it's more obvious because you know about the helicopter and because you have all my great insight and knowledge. So, I mean, me being an armchair survivalist expert, I pick up on these things. But I think to the average person who's just watching it real fast, might not say 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, and Matt's going home.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
I will say this. Matt's going home. But I don't think it's going to be...
Right away?
Right away.
Do you see, who don't you see in the circle? Do you remember?
I don't remember. I know I saw Waz. I know I saw Jeff. I know I saw, Dan.
Hmm.
So.
Right?
Yeah. Matt's going home. I just don't know when.
Hmm. No, well,
everybody who had their money on Matt, you better start changing your bets right now because Matt ain't winning. It is what it is. I'm sorry.
Your big prediction.
The greatest one of all time ever is not winning Last One Standing. And I hate to say it because that's who I wanted to win besides Waz. It was between Waz and Matt. And now I know for sure that it's going to be Waz.
Oh, man.
And I think Dan's going to be... Oh, and I think Dan standing up there on that cliff that we keep talking about, I think that's either him saying goodbye to Matt on the helicopter or whoever's on the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think it's him reflecting for getting second place.
Maybe. And I kind of freaked out.
Or him reflecting something.
Right. And I freaked out when I seen the flower in his hair because in his ear because I was like, that's too early. That's too early. You know, like, this episode's too early, you know.
Oh, for him to be dressing up?
Yeah, to him.
Oh, no, he dresses up all the time.
Well, no, for him to be, like, at the cliff, you know, because on the cliff, he has a flower in his hair.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right.
So, I think I need to do a warning. I'll make sure to add a warning to this beforehand because I'm 100% sure about this. People are going to say, yeah. Maybe they won't listen to me, but... Yeah, Matt's not winning. Take your money off of it.
When did you come to this conclusion? Oh, when the tipple guy? Damn him.
Yeah, damn him. He ruined everything, but I loved it at the same time. So it's like, It's like watching, you know, like when you watch scary movies and you're like, I don't want to see.
I know.
That's the way I was. Like, I don't want to know, but I do want to know. I'm the same way at scary movies. Like, I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, man. I wonder what... Like, you think he didn't think about it? Or they give little clues like that?
I know. I think they purposely give little clues. But I think this tipple thing was an accident.
Well, remember...
I think it was an accident.
They showed a clip of next season, or next episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. I know I had seen it, like, after work. And then when I got home, I was like, oh, maybe we'll share that, you know? And I went looking through everybody's page, Naked and Afraid, and I couldn't find him. Like, where did I see this clip? And it was only on Waz's page.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why is this scene only on Waz's page? It's like, it was like, I couldn't find it anywhere else. I didn't know if that was me, or did you notice that?
Well, I have the answer to the answers you are seeking.
Well, you just said, you know, share your crazy.
Okay. So... Sarah, a while back, made a post about Naked and Afraid expects me to post this and do this, and they send me hashtags, and I'm supposed to do this, and I never do, but I'm going to try to follow through and do this right. So the producers, the head honchos, the marketing team, whoever it is, at Naked and Afraid sends the survivalists things to post and gives them access to other things. And I think since Waz is in the top, that he's one of the people who have access to some of these, you know, little spoilers and little features and little sneak peeks.
I wondered. I did. I'm like, was that good?
But why would they give it to Waz and Dan? And, like, why are they the ones posting the most about it and have all this access to all that stuff? It's because they're in the top.
It's anybody else? Anybody?
Yeah, some of them are, but not like Waz and Dan.
No.
Y'all are showing your cards. That's all I'm saying. You're showing your cards. If you're going to show me your cards, I'm going to peek. You send me a picture, I'm going to look at it. You tell me a story, I'm probably going to listen. And y'all are telling me a story with all your stuff.
Yeah.
Don't be mad because we're good listeners.
I thought that was funny. I'm pretty proud of myself for catching that one. I'm like.
You very good catching that one, Debbie. Nice. See, you're invested. You're invested on Last One Standing.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, thank y'all for listening. Y'all stay invested with us.
Yeah.
Make sure you like, follow, subscribe. We're getting great numbers.
Yeah.
But I need you to do some likes and some comments. Even if your comments are mean. Someone gave me a couple mean comments. I like them. Mm-hmm. Bring it.
We enjoy them.
I thrive like on your meanness.
Yeah.
Like and follow. Until next week, I cannot wait. It's going to get even better. We'll just wait. I don't want to ruin anything else because I've already ruined so much.
Yes.
But trust me, I have way more going on in this mind.
Right.
And Chini's about to make her show. She's about to show up and show out.
Nice.
Chini's going to show up and show out. That's my next prediction.
Yeah. Can't wait. We'll see you, Chini.
Yeah, I can't wait for them to move again.
Oh, yeah. Every 7 days?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, so we're coming up on 21.
Oh, man. Let's do it.
After 21, you're no longer partners.
Right? Then what? You're on your own.
They're still going to love each other and be looking out for each other. I think day 42 is a day we have to look for. Day 42. You know why? Because Jeff already gave it away. Day 42, something major happens. I think that's when the competition gets down. It's like whoever makes it to day 42, there's going to be some kind of survivalist competition.
Right. That one by one. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure they're still going to love each other. But we're out. Right. Tell us what you think. Tell us your theories. Oh, and somebody, anybody, Tipple, Dan, Wes, Waz, tell me what y'all were holding over yourselves in that rainstorm. Gary spilled the beans. You crazy enough to tell me, Gary. Tell me. God, I'm crazy. I love y'all.
Peace out.
Thank you for listening.